Love Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's Mr. Encore. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Check. Fantasy Sports and Politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, lock on. Peace.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's me, Mr. FSP. I want to apologize for my lateness and my tardiness. I am stuck at work trying to get things done, and I failed. FSP crew on the line. I know we have a great guest along with her manager, but I gotta get to my computer so I can get them on. So I really want to apologize. You might hear my dogs barking in the background, but I'm running through my house as I enter the house trying to get things done. But again, I must apologize to all you listeners out there. I can't say it won't happen again, but I will jag on short, do my best to make sure that it doesn't. Again, this is Mr. FSP, Rick Gardner, place to be. I know I have Black the Bookie on the line, and as soon as I'm able to get my computer on, I will start this show. Before I get that going, I'm going to give you a little bit of information. Boxing is dead, right? Mixed martial arts has taken over. Is that the truth? Yes, no, maybe so. Is it a male-dominant sport? Of course it's a male-dominant sport. Why? Because men do it. But does that mean that women in the sport can't be just as dominant as a male? Some might say, you know what? It's probably some ugly, mean-looking girl that'll get in the ring and just fight. Don't do it. Don't make that stereotype. That is never, ever, ever acceptable. Why? We'll talk to a guest today that's extremely attractive. Please don't get mad at me for saying that. That is very athletic and can probably undoubtedly knock out a lot of you dudes out there that think you're tough guys. I'm talking about a champion. If you didn't know, women boxers, the sport is starting to grow, just like women in mixed martial arts. It's not a male-dominant sport anymore. Yes, Floyd Mayweather makes all the money and all this other stuff, but do not be surprised. Do not be surprised when a female steps into the squared circle, into the boxing ring, and starts making just as much money, if not more, than some males. It's progression. Some dudes might say, why? Why is that? I mean, how in the world can a female come into the sport and dominate and take all the box office? I'll tell you why. Men want to see, and people in sports in general, I should say, want to see a good fight. A good fight. Not just Floyd Mayweather versus this person, Manny Pacquiao versus that person. They want to see a good fight. They want to see skill. People went back in the day saw Mike Tyson and was like, oh, great. But every time you bought a Mike Tyson fight, it was done by the third round. women boxers, they slug it out just as good as men. But I believe, you can hear my computer booting up here, I believe that women offer a better sense of skill and talent to the listener or to the viewer. And right now, I'm pretty much riding solo because I don't have my booking monster in here, and I believe I missed my opportunity to have our guest. I really, really do want to apologize about that. But things happen. I'm very, very apologetic for this, and it's really not more I can say other than I apologize. But I'll continue on about women boxers and boxing in general. When you look at the sport, what is it missing? What is boxing missing? Something or someone that can grab your attention and not let it go. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for someone or some event that is so captivating that you just can't turn away from it. Well, women boxers do that. Think about it. I'm not trying to be chauvinistic or anything like that. But let's just remember that, you know, equal rights for men and women is something that women struggle for. And respect in and out of the ring or in any arena is something that women strive for. Heck, races strive for it. Do we always get it? No. Is there always a fight for it? Yes. But at the same time, how bad is bad? Are you going to sit here and tell me that a female can't do or be just as good as a male at any particular sport? I don't think that's the case. So tonight we were supposed to have the WBC and IBF champion, Ava Knight, on, and I apologize immensely for this young lady not being able to appear on the show because I could not make it in time and my guys couldn't get on the air because I couldn't make it on time. But Miss Knight is a premier prize fighter. Premier. How many times can you say that you actually got in a squared circle, pounded out with somebody, beat them up, and can probably beat half the people up on your block? This young lady could. She could do it. But since we don't have her, Mr. Ben Bautista is the manager of Ava Knight, so I want to apologize to Mr. Bautista as well. I'm going to have to wing it and keep it moving and do my best to try to make things work here. I really, really hope that we're able to get her on again at some other point or she'll consider coming back on. So I apologize to all the listeners out there. But since we don't have Miss Knight, let's talk about tonight's football game. Hold on. I might just have Miss Knight right here. Call from the 415. Please state your name. Welcome to Fantasy Sports and Politics.
This is Ben Bautista, Ava Knight's trainer and manager. Yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Bautista. I apologize immensely for not being able to start my show on time. I'm running left and right attempting to make it in time for my guys to come on the air, and I failed. I failed miserably. Do you accept my apology, sir?
Oh, yeah, it's all good, man. I know things happen, man. Not a problem. Amy should be calling in a minute. Let me.
It's a 530 area code?
Yeah.
All right, I have her right here. I'm about to bring her in.
All right, cool.
Miss Knight, welcome to
hey.
The Sports Law 6 Crucial. I apologize. Please don't knock me out. I just know level one, you know, hand-to-hand combat, and I don't want to be knocked out by you. Is that okay?
I give you a free pass this time.
All right, I appreciate it. Again, I want to thank you and welcome to FSP Crew Show. Normally, I'm hosting a Saturday show, but I couldn't let my current co-host, Jerry ATM Money, down. But I do have Black the Bookie, the guy that reached out and made all this stuff happen. Black, are you on the air with me?
Hopefully I am. What's going on? What's up, Black? What's going on, man? What's up, champ?
Hey.
You going to knock him out, too?
We need to knock you out for being late, man.
You know what? Be quiet. Be quiet. All right. None of us are important. Miss Knight, you're the important one here, okay? I just wanted to tell Diaspora about how important women are to the sport of boxing in general, how equal pay and the equality of women in sports is necessary. Before we get into how you became a boxer and all this stuff, what are your thoughts on being a female boxer and changing the sport?
You know, my thoughts, you know, I'm just trying to set a road here for girls coming up. You know, we're in the Olympics now, which is great, and hopefully the next round, you know, we'll have more weight classes and more women. So, you know, I'm just setting a ground stone and trying to set a good example for the girls trying to come up.
Okay. Now, I also mentioned mixed martial arts. Women in that sport have taken off big time, too. Where do you see women's boxing in the landscape of sports entertainment within the next 3 to 4 years?
Well, you know, MMA, they're doing a real good job with the women. The promoters are putting a lot of effort into publicity, and I think that's been the big upper hand for women in MMA. So I think if promoters do that now, you know, the rest of us ladies could get a better chance at showing our skills and everything that we have in the sport, like myself. But, you know, hopefully within the next 10 years or so, you know, someone's going to step up. You know, I know the promoters right now aren't doing it, so maybe someone new can come in and give us a hand and show off our talent.
That's wonderful. Okay. Now, you're fairly young, very young. You have a baby face. I'm looking at these pictures, and I'm like, okay, she has a baby face. So nobody punches this woman in the face at all. What made you get into boxing? Don't tell me Mr. Bautista said, hey, you look like you can fight. Let's go fight. Tell me. Don't worry about Mr. Bautista. He ain't even on the line. He's not even here. Let's tell the people the truth. Why did you decide to box?
It was sort of an accident.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think...
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think she dropped. I still have her live on my board.
Yeah.
Hello? She had bad connection. Where she at?
Okay. All right. Well, until we can get her back, just jump in when you can, Miss Knight, because I guess it's a bad connection. But Mr. Bautista, what made you gravitate to Miss Knight?
Can you repeat that again?
What made you gravitate to Miss Knight? What did you see in her that made you say, I want to take her under my wing, and I'm going to manage this young lady, and I'm going to be the one that helps her get to where she wants to be?
Well, I seen her coming up in the amateurs a year in Northern California, and I was just very impressed with her ability. And I just followed her, and her coach at the time was Joe Rodriguez out of Chico. He used to call me, tell me about her, and he used to ask me to give him a helping hand as far as, like, management and whatnot. And so, you know, basically just followed through the pros and whatnot, and then all of a sudden I seen she was pretty much, you know, inactive. She wasn't doing nothing. And then one day she came to my gym in San Francisco, and, you know, we talked, had heart-to-heart talk, and seeing where she was at, you know, in the game and even outside of boxing, you know, seeing what she was doing. And I seen that, you know, pretty much she was, she pretty much was stagnated. And so leading on her ability and knowing that she had the potential to be a champion, I pretty much, you know, decided that I would help her out because, you know, I believed in her ability. You know, after watching her, you know, grow up around here, I knew what she had. So basically, I moved her out to the Bay Area and took her under my wing. This is like 3 years ago. And she worked at one of my gyms as a trainer to try to support herself and help to get her apartment. So she was staying on the Bay, and we pretty much was working together. And the rest is history, man.
Okay. I'm amazed at the ability of Ms. Knight. I wanted to talk to her. Ms. Knight, are you back? Good connection?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, good. I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you. Great. Mr. Bautista is just saying he saw you and saw your ability and just wanted to shape and mold you, which is a good story because you have to be extremely, extremely tough. I don't care what you do. You, in general, have to be extremely tough to be a boxer. What type of training do you go through, especially for this last fight? I believe you just had a fight, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you do to prepare for that fight and your mindset? I mean, I'm not saying a male boxer's mindset is different than a female boxer, but for you to get in there and I believe you utterly demolished your opponent, how do you get yourself ready for that?
You know, to me, I know boxing is really tough, and a lot of people think that, you know, hard times help through the pain. But to me, boxing is purely in the head. It's a chess match to me. So for me, it's sort of like just trying to study everything that I do wrong and just trying to fix everything so to make sure when I'm ready for the fight, I'm ready to go in at 100%. I don't think about emotions, you know. I try and go into fights without any emotions because I feel like if you do, you know, whether they're good or bad, if something changes during the fight with your emotions, it'll change the way you box. So for me, it's just totally just practicing the game plan and what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. So what was your game plan this time? Was it just going there, have a slugfest, or was it to stick and move? Did you pattern yourself after, like, Floyd, Sugar Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray Leonard? What is your style?
I think I sort of have my own style. You know, I'm not purely a boxer and I'm not purely a puncher or just a fighter. I sort of put it all together, and whenever I need to do one, I'll do one. You know, for this fight, we got ready for everything, but mostly we got ready for the altitude. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that wasn't a factor. And even with all the training we had, it still played a part, but we would be able to break through it, and I was able to go out there and give my 100%.
Okay. Now, you have a chance. You have a chance. Who do you see yourself fighting in the next couple of well, who's your next opponent? Who do you want to fight next?
Honestly, I think I'm at the point, and I'm glad to say it, I want to see who wants me next. I've already done the part where I said, well, I want you. And now that I'm at the top, not to be cocky, you know, I've changed a lot, you know, within the last few years, and being with Ben, you know, he's just made me I'm so much more confident in my style and you know, my intelligence in the ring. And I just want to see who wants to come up in the ring with me. You know, I value everybody who gets in the ring. I value all boxers. I think there's a lot of talent out there, and I just want to see what's next.
Okay. So
at the end of the day, man, we want to see the money.
I understand that. So that brings to my next question, and either one of you can answer it here. Okay, what's the payday you're looking for? Are you looking for HBO, like headline an HBO event? Would you consider going to Golden Boy? Would you even consider, and I know this has been a big issue with Floyd Mayweather and 50 Cent splitting because of the issue, would you even consider moving toward 50 Cent's TMT promotion so you guys can get a bigger spotlight and get that big payday? Either or, Mr. Bautista or Ms. Knight.
Have you there?
Yeah, I thought you were going to go. Right now, I think right now we have a great, great promoter, Hector Garcia out of Mexico. It's just really hard to find someone in the United States who's willing to put out, you know, and pay us women for what we're worth. And I just value what I have so much in Mexico right now. It's just, it's hard to see someone compete with that. But you know, with someone new coming up and seeing, like, women like Clarissa Shields get gold, you know, hopefully that gives them motivation to want to pay some women better money and put us on TV so we want to fight here.
Okay.
Well, the plan for us is to stick with our promoter, who has treated us great. And we are loyal to Hector Garcia and HG Promotion, and they do have big plans for the future with Ava. And so next year, you know, you will be seeing, you know, bigger and better things, especially out in the U.S. and hopefully Showtime or HBO one day.
Well, that's the end goal. You want to be the pioneer to put female boxing on the map. At least that's what I'm getting here, because you've gotten to the point where, you know, you're the champ. You want to see who wants to fight you. Not trying to sound cocky, as you said, but there's a point where you have to say, all right, folks, you want my services, pay up. I'm not trying to say you're going to be like Floyd and be like asking people to take drug tests and all that. You know, I got a thing against Floyd. I'm sorry. Me and Floyd don't mix. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, how do you, Ms. Knight, how do you make sure that the public in the States wants to see you fight and pay $50 on a pay-per-view to see you fight? What do you think you have to do?
You know, I think it's all about promotion, putting my face out there, putting my name, even showing my fights. I think with the people who have watched them are really impressed, you know, like yourself that you said. And they would love to see me fight, you know, who wouldn't? And at the end of the day, you know, they get to see a pretty girl, you know, in the ring that can fight like a man, but at the end of the day, still look like a woman. So, you know, I think that's just a big thing for the United States to accept. You know, the past has let us down. Layla Lee was on HBO, and after she left and they dropped her, she wasn't there to help other women keep that going. She just let it drop. You know, Christy Martin was on Showtime, and after she kept beating up, you know, some bums, and she got in the ring with some okay people, you know, they just drop women's boxing on TV, and I'm just hoping that we could change that, because the women now are a lot more talented than they were back then, and I think, you know, more than just myself, there's other women out there that can prove that.
Yeah, the key is TV. Once you get TV, you're in the States showing female boxing, then we can have more sponsors, and the promoter be more inclined to promote female boxing. I mean, whether you have, you know, 100 or 1,000 people in the crowd, I think at the end of the day, what really matters is TV and sponsors. And I think that'll help, you know, publicize female boxing in the States.
I agree.
Once the TV gravitate towards women's boxing.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up Ms. Knight, and Mr. Bautista, you're absolutely right. I'm glad you brought up Layla, Miss Ali, because you're so right. Once she stopped fighting on HBO or whatever it was, you heard nothing about women's boxing. Nothing. And it became like one of those, oh, okay, well, it's a sideshow thing. Has anybody ever thought about, I'm quite sure it has, but have you or Mr. Bautista thought about reaching out to her or your promoter reaching out to her to help her be an advocate for female boxing on a broad scale?
I know we had a little feud on Facebook. I know before she went to the Olympics, she had an interview, and she made some points clear that she did not support women's boxing and professionals. And it sort of hit me, and it hit me really hard because I'm someone's name who is so big, and anytime anybody brings up female boxing, Ali's the only name anybody will know. And, you know, for have someone just down us that bad, for someone who made millions off of the sport, it just hurts. And, you know, I have nothing against her. I never really watched her fight, but, you know, it's just hard to see that. And then for her, you know, they had people talk and comment and made, you know, things about her career, which I had nothing to do with. I didn't bash her career, but I just feel that with someone with so much power, she's just doing nothing to help us. And, you know, we tried to reach out, and she didn't reach back. So I guess, you know, our hopes for Layla, or my hopes for Layla, is just, you know, there are none.
Maybe we can spark
that's
a fight.
Crazy.
I want to see a fight. I want to see y'all fight. Let's go. I know it's a different weight class, but let's go. Let's get it on. That's a good payday right there.
If I was her size, I'd surely be calling her out.
tell her to trim down. Tell her something you can do with your head on. Trim down. She still looks good, though. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something, man. I was there on the East Coast. I think it was about either 12:45 or 1 in the morning that Saturday when Abel fought Suarez. And I had a whole house full of people. We watched the fight. Ava's a hell of a fighter. I would plunk down $50 to see her on pay-per-view as opposed to some of these pay-per-views where I got ripped off with some of these men.
I agree. And that's the thing right there. You know, you will pay to see Ava, and I will pay to see her too, you know, as a boxer fan, even Kalisha West. I think one of the best female fights I've ever seen was between Ava and Kalisha West in Los Angeles. But I want to say this, though. That's the thing about women's boxing. It's a list. You know, anytime you put females on TV because of the circumstances that they revolve around in terms of, you know, not being on TV, whenever you put them on TV, you know, they the TV is taking a chance. So they don't want to see no phony fight between these females, you know. There's already guys out there that, you know, feel like, oh, women shouldn't be fighting. I don't want to see girls fighting and whatnot. And I heard that, you know, many a time. But, you know, so it's important, you know, to have the female fights on TV, like an Ava Knight, who's going to always bring it. She's best to be there. Every fight she in, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be an exciting fight. So hopefully, like, girls like Ava, you know, like she say, pay the road for other females to come.
I hope so. But don't mess up that face. Please don't mess up that face. Please don't. But I gotta bring in the true master, the ATM. He's the one that normally hosts tonight's show. And I'm quite sure he has a host of questions for you. Trust me, you're young, you're gifted, you're black, and you're beautiful. He has many questions for you. Just want to let you know that right now. So, Mr. ATM Taylor, please indulge us with your questions for Ms. Knight.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm glad I like that introduction, but I do not have any questions. I've been listening to the conversation, and you've been asking a lot of questions I would have been asking. So I just want to sit back. When I can jump in, I will, but you can go right ahead.
He's a voyeur, too. I'm just letting you know that. All right, so...
Come on, man.
All right. Now, I know that I've jumped all over the place with all my questions and things of that nature because I'm so interested. Tell the folks, Ms. Knight, a little bit about you. You as a young lady, you growing up and things of that nature. If you don't mind getting a little personal.
I grew up in Chico, California, which, you know, is this real small town. A lot of people know Chico State. It's a party town. But I grew up as a normal kid. Started boxing at 13. It was sort of an accident. I never really watched boxing. So it was just something that came natural. And just getting in the gym and working out and then having fun and eventually getting into the ring, I just fell in love with the sport. I got in the ring with my best friend at the time, and she knocked me on my butt. And to this day, she's the first and the only woman to ever knock me down. I've had some guys knock me down, but, you know, for women, she was the first. And ever since then, I just wanted to conquer. You know, I thought it was more than just getting in there and fighting. And, you know, growing up, I finished high school. I just went through my amateur career. I went to nationals one time. You know, at the time they didn't help women go, so it was harder for women to get, you know, higher up in the amateur rankings also. But I got second place. There was a point where my coaches ended up losing their gym, and everything sort of just fell apart, and that's the part where sort of Ben was jumping in, where he was saying that he saw that I wasn't doing anything. And I really wasn't. I was here at home just working because I felt like boxing was falling through. And I came to San Francisco, and he reached out to me, and it just created a new home.
I got a question real quick. You said you were growing up in Chico, California. Where you grew up, were there a lot of gangs? And if there were, how did you avoid that pitfall of falling into the gangs?
Chico's pretty small. There's a few gangs. I mean, mainly it's just a bunch of college kids around that drink mm-hmm. all the time. It's really not too much of a, you know, not too much violence that goes on. Especially when I was younger, it was, I think, a lot less violence than it is right now. But I just wasn't too hard. I was a good kid. I was real quiet. I didn't have many friends. So I sort of just... I was a nerd, you know. I was a nerd at school, and I had two friends, and I ate lunch every day by myself. So it was sort of easy to stay away from the trouble.
that kills my next question. I was going to ask, you know, what is your personal life like? There ain't no way in the world you were a nerd, and you nah. Stop. You know, like, you can lie to them.
I was bullied to a certain age, but in junior high, after I left the little preppy group, because I just really didn't fit in, you know, not to bring race into it, but Chico is a very white town, and
right, and
being mixed was hard because, you know, like they say, you're not white and you're not black. So I was sort of in this middle stage, and I ended up just being by myself all the time, and I was to my studies, and I did what I had to do at school, and I was into that, and just went to the gym every day.
That is crazy. I'm sorry. I you know what? Hey, Ben, you need to test her, because I think she's smoking. Because that is not real. That ain't real. Listen, okay. You can fool.
And since she being me, man, she big gangster.
You know, I can believe the gangster. I can believe the gangster. But... I mean, the way you box, okay, maybe you did get bullied before you said, I had enough, and you had to go to Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi said, wax on, wax off. But no, Okay, who's in your life now? Who's in your life now, other than Jerry? Who's in your life?
What do you mean?
Are you romantically involved with anyone, or is your career your number one priority?
Right now, I have my fiance. We were together for 5 years, had a break, you know, but together, you know, all together, we've been together for 8 years. He's been with me through everything, and he supported me. He used to box. He used to beat me up. And,
what? I'm about to call 911.
I'm gonna say in the ring. I'm talking about in the ring. You know, when we used to spar, he would beat me up.
Okay, all right. Domestic violence is not cool. Not cool.
Take it to the ring. We took it to the ring, and now we can't spar anymore because Then when we get home, I don't cook for him. But, I have him, and he's just been there for me through everything. And I don't need any more men. You know, I have my dad, and I have Ben and him. You know, it's just that's all I need.
Hey, Ava, is a small red camp looking for a rebound?
Huh?
Is the person just defeated looking for a rematch?
The person
you just beat.
He said Suarez. The young lady, the Suarez, the young lady.
Suarez.
Suarez.
Yes.
You know, I've heard a lot of different things from the media. I don't really know what's true and what's not, but I haven't heard anything of her asking for a rematch. And, you know, for me, it's I want to see what else is out there. You know, I don't want to get stuck fighting the same people over and over. So, you know, but if that's what it is, the promoters will make it happen.
What kind of options do you have for your next fight?
I don't know. I haven't talked to Ben, and I think the promoter is working on what was going on. I think we're staying with the IBF, and we're hoping to unify the WBO and WBA with that.
That's what's up. That is hot. So you're going to unify all the titles, then you're going to walk around, beat up your boyfriend, and then go to the Bela Ali.
That is hot.
Can I promote that? That's what I promote that. I just want to promote it. All right. I've become very relaxed with you. I've gotten out of my shell and out of my journalistic behavior. I need to get back into that before you beat me up through the phone.
Thank you. Please. What are you and Ben's thoughts, Ava, on this recent suspension of the USA Boxing?
Well, man, that's a whole nother issue, man. Now we're not going to have fun.
Wait, well, you don't have to answer the question. I mean, the question was posed.
Oh, yes,
but if
he does.
If he determines that he doesn't want to answer it, then we just move on from there.
Well, you know, I'll say this. You know, first and foremost, you know, it's about the athletes, you know, and the athletes are the ones that get affected at the end of the day. You know, I got a son that's coming up. He's 15 years old. And, you know, we had plans of fighting in the Silver Gloves next week and then fighting in a tournament in January, this national tournament. And if he wins that, you know, he gets to be on the national team for a whole year. So, you know, of course I'm concerned and also, you know, because of my son, but I'm also a president of USA Boxing. So here in Northern California, not on the national level, but in my area. So, you know, I'm getting all kinds of phone calls about this whole issue and whatnot. But, you know, it goes real deep, and I'm not about to go into it. But at the end of the day, you know, for them just to suspend USA Boxing immediately without even thinking about how it affects, you know, the athletes, and not just the athletes, but the coaches and the boxing gyms that had upcoming boxing events and spent, you know, an enormous amount of money to promote their show. You know, ain't think about them, you know, when they sent out that suspension. But, you know, I don't know if you read my tweet today, but they lifted the suspension a few hours ago.
Oh, they didn't lift it? Okay.
Yeah, they lifted it, but so, they, you know, it goes back to.
Yeah, because I thought it was crazy that they would do that off of the guy's statement. So I was like, where is this coming from?
Oh yeah, well it's coming from, you know, from the IEBA, which pretty much oversees, you know, boxing throughout the world, and you know, they also, you know, have jurisdiction over USA Boxing, and you know, it's political, it's very political. I'm not about to get into it. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you see that what type of power that IEBA has, you know. And I think that's what it's about. At the end of the day, it's about power and control. And so, you know, they reflect their muscle, and, you know, and they're going to get the people that they want in there. It seems like it's already going in that direction. And so, you know, So that's, you know, at the end of the day, you know, regardless though, man, it affects the athletes, man. And I think that's not right because you got to see the athletes that train hard every day, and you got the coaches in there with them. So, you know, it's just not right.
Well,
but we back on now, though, so it's all good again.
That's right. Now, you said you're in the Northern California area. I'm up here in the Oakland/Dublin area, between Dublin.
Where?
I'm between Oakland and San Fran. That's why I am.
Are you in the Bay Area?
Yeah, I'm in the Bay Area.
Okay.
So, you know, tell the folks out there where your gym is and how folks can reach you or Miss Knight.
Yeah, well, we just opened the gym. Oakland, we had moved from San Francisco at a gym there called SFC Boxing, and we recently moved to West Oakland, and opened up a new gym under a new name called Champ Nation Boxing. So it's a big gym, man. It's about 6,000 square feet. We got two boxing rings, and we're making improvements all the time. So it's definitely pretty much that represent the new era of the sweet science, you know,
okay.
In the Bay Area.
What's your Twitter handle so folks can start following you on Twitter?
What'd you say?
What's your Twitter handle so folks can follow you on Twitter?
Oh, okay. It's BEN_BAUTISTA1.
At Ben_Bautista1. Now, the real person everybody wants to follow, sorry, Ben, is Miss Knight.
No, it's all good. I want them to follow her.
I had to be polite. So, Miss Knight, please tell folks how they can reach you. And I'm quite sure you're very interactive with your Twitter followers, but get that information out there to those folks if you don't mind.
_Knight, you know, ABA_KNIGHT, and Facebook.com is Knight.com. Yeah.
Okay.
And I have my website, officialavenight.com, but I do it all myself. I don't have the luxury of people doing it for me, and I'm a little behind, but there.
Well, don't worry. I'm quite sure quite a bit of folks are going to start picking up on your site and following, and then you'll get those emails. Fix your site. But as long as you're there, you'll be fine. I want to really, 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 really thank you guys for the time that you've given to the show. Again, I apologize.
Hold, Vic, before you let them go.
I'm not going to let them go. I'm just being nice. I want
Mr. Bautista, because he has another fighter that I believe is fighting this weekend. I want him to get his man out there. Can you tell the people about your other fighter?
Oh, yeah, we got Kareem hard hit Mayfield. Right now, I'm here with him in Verona. Was fighting at the Turnstone Casino in Verona on HBO this Saturday against Mauricio Herrera.
All right.
So, yeah, that's what's up.
I got a suggestion. Can I give one suggestion? Take Miss Knight with you with some gloves and sit her right there in the corner. They'd be like, who is that hot woman with the gloves? And then you get her on TV. I'm just saying. That's the promoter in me. That's the promoter in me.
Yeah.
All right.
And you say you say your fight is fighting on Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday, Kareem Hart hit a Mayfield.
On HBO, okay.
On HBO.
So everybody check that out. Now, what's your prediction for that fight?
What fight? Kareem's fight?
Yeah. You going to KO him? You going to be a decision or what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. We going to ram him on his ass.
Okay. I guess I have to pull that out of your dinner. It was just like, you know, his ass. Okay. All right.
By
well,
mine.
Again,
what is Kareem's record right now?
16-0.
He's perfect, man. 16-0.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
you know, Ben only deals with the best, man.
That's what's up.
Well, you guys got any more questions for these two before I let them go about the business? I want Miss Knight, don't beat up your boyfriend or your fiance. Just, you know, cook the meal and make them happy. That was a bad joke. Damn.
Yeah, it was a bad joke.
Hey, Jerry, you're not doing
anything.
Hey,
we better leave her boyfriend alone, man, because when she sees, she really going to jump on you.
I don't know what I look like. Yeah, I don't know. I was just messing around. Listen, Miss Knight, I want to thank you very, very much for coming on the show. I wish you, seriously, you probably heard this many, many times, but I seriously wish you nothing but the best, because I have a 10-year-old daughter who is very shy, and she's gonna be a tall young lady, and someone like you having the confidence and ability to go into the ring and do what you do, it's you're a role model for my daughter, for my youngest mm-hmm. daughter. So I wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah,
and,
thank
and
you.
And much success. Not
thank
a problem.
You.
All right, and Mr. Bautista, you do your thing with your. Which is boxing coming up this Saturday, HBO, this Saturday on the 27th of October. Take mm-hmm. a sign. Take a sign with her name on it. I'm trying to help you out. Just walk
yeah,
around
yeah,
the
yeah.
ring to it.
Oh,
you know,
we're going to make something happen.
That's right. Well, I want to thank you guys very, very much. And I got an applause button here that I'm trying to hit. For some reason, you don't want to hit, but I'm going to do it right now. I guess it works only for Jerry and works for me when it wants to. But thank you guys, and I appreciate you coming on the show. Have a wonderful night. We're going to talk a little bit about football. You're welcome to stay on if you
appreciate
want. I want to
appreciate
you
it. Thank you.
No,
yeah, thank
you
all for coming on, man. Definitely appreciate it. Hey, Ava, if you need some help with the website, you know we've already been the correspondents. Just let me know. I have no problem helping you out.
I think
but hey, we probably will need you. I got your number, so I'm gonna hit you up, man.
All right, no problem, man. I'm here for you.
All right. In a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen,
y'all have a good one, man. Thanks.
Take
Do
care.
The same.
Take
Ava
care.
Knight, Ben Bautista,
yeah.
The champ is here. All right, here we go, fellas. We're in overtime actually right now, guys.
Okay.
And we still have Ava on the line. I'm not sure. Ava, do you want to stay and talk a little bit about football? Oh, nope. We just lost Ava. All right. I'm not watching the game, so I know I'm a little late. Anybody got the score up for me? What's the score of the football game, guys?
I'm not watching the game either.
3-0 Bucks.
No. 3-0 Bucks. Okay. Well, Black, you did it again. Provided a wonderful, wonderful guest. It's no way in the world that young lady was bullied. It's no way. She can knock some dudes out. For real.
Hey, she, like I said, she's a hell of a fighter. She needs a bigger platform. She's a hell of a fighter.
I know. I checked her out a little bit, and very impressed. Of course, I couldn't let my wife see me watching another lady, but whatever.
Wait, you're doing it for professional purposes, man.
It was for professional purposes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyway.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, real quick, fellas, because we're in overtime. I know you guys got to go.
It's 10-0 in Tampa Bay now.
All right, 10-0 in Tampa Bay.
Vincent Jackson?
No, it was
Derek Martin.
No, the 41 is the fullback. I don't know who his name is.
Ah, he a bum. I don't care. He ain't on my fantasy team.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I
wanted to say this. Black, I was 2 wins away from winning the money this week. So I'm going to get that perfect 12 or however many games we got in that pool. So just letting you know, your trip is coming. Once I hit that big $7,500.
Yeah, I saw it was an 8-way tie.
Oh, yeah, dude. So it's crazy. Now, Jerry, I know you probably didn't get involved in it yet.
I haven't been involved. I've seen it a couple times when Black has sent it to me, but I don't quite understand it. I haven't taking the time to look at it. I think maybe need to talk to Black about it or whatever. Somebody, because I really haven't looked at it.
All you're doing is picking winners. Just pick winners, dude. All you got to do is pick winners. You're good at that. So, you know, all you're doing is picking winners. No point spread. Only point spread is for the Monday night game. And this Monday night, or last Monday night, everybody went over the total points. So the guy decided it will be an eight-way split of the total pot. So those eight people got like 800 and some change apiece.
Okay, and then how do you get into this, and where do you find the information for this?
I will send it to you. Can't really divulge the information over the air.
I understand that. That's why I said that.
Okay. Or Black, or check out one of those emails from Black, either way. But real quick, who do you think is going to win? I know it's a 10-0 lead. I guess they're in the middle of the second quarter, I would guess. Who do you got tonight, Black? Who do you need to perform?
I need Vincent Jackson to perform. I have Tampa Bay getting the winner in Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah, same here.
You got Tampa Bay winning as well?
Highly.
Yeah. Minnesota's is 58 passing yards last week tells me that they're having problems with in the passing game. And Tampa Bay's not that bad against defense. I mean, on the defensive side. So, and Tampa Bay's been playing pretty well of late. So.
Oh man, we just lost Black.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're about to go anyway. Sorry again, ladies and gentlemen, for the delay in the airing of the show. I tried my best to get away from work and make things happen, but the show went on anyway. First 10 minutes of the show, I'm just talking blindly, but hopefully I didn't turn you away with that. But anyway, tomorrow, there will be a Jerry Springer moment on the Master on No Chaser. No Chaser tomorrow with Mac Williams and JT ATM Money Taylor. I have no idea, I'm lying, about what's going to happen tomorrow. But we'll see. Maybe the Detroit Tiger conversation will come up and how they're getting their butts beat by the Giants, which I didn't think was going to happen. I was hoping it wouldn't happen, but it's happening. World Series conversation. Maybe we'll talk about the Detroit Lions and what they really need to fix their team.
Mm-hmm.
Max might even talk a little politics. I don't know. If you talk politics, you know you better Skype me, Jerry. You better Skype me if y'all start talking about politics. But then on Saturday, it's me, FSP, back in the place to be with your boy JT ATM Money. We're going to go over some fantasy do's and don'ts, the world of sports. And since Emmanuel Stewart just passed away, we might just talk about that. So we got a lot in store on Saturday show. Then Sunday, you know, you have the master plan with JT ATM Money. Not really sure what you're going to talk about this week other than your starts and sits and stuff like that. But Jerry always has something to say, so stick around for that.
Absolutely.
And on Tuesday, you've got Compassion Bikini with Kim Fun. A wonderful, wonderful young lady doing great, great things for this world of ours and not asking a dime in return. All she wants to do is meet Michelle Obama or Oprah Winfrey or both. That's all she wants. I'm trying to make it happen. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm praying on it. So, with that being said, next Thursday, come right back now, you hear? Fantastic Classic Crew Show. Let's do this, Jerry.
From Vic and myself, as always, till next Thursday, you've been listening to...
Yeah. It's Mr. Encore. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy Sports and Politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. see sports empire.